KI9NG. KA8UGB KI9NG.
In case you didn't know, there's a winter storm going on, Tony.
Man, you know, I don't know what I would do without that note.
you at. I came down 196 today, and I ended up getting off and going through St. Joe, jackknifed across all lanes of traffic westbound at about mile 34 on I-94.
AC9, Angel.
Yeah, I just came into the Buffalo, and I was coming down to the US 31 as well, and had to get off the highway and make my way the best I could to Red Arrow Highway.
Oh boy, yeah, I think that sounds like what I did. It was hairy. Glad you made it through.
Well, I came on this frequency because I saw your beacon. I thought, if he's nearby, he's on 97.
Ah, well, it's good to hear you. I've been beaconing digitally lately, too, if you look at the map sometime. I got a Motorola XDR 7550, and then I've been running the hotspot, and I configured the 7550 to beacon its GPS coordinates, and they get relayed through Brandmeister to the APRS network.
Man, you're going to be worldwide, nation known. Great, great.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. KI9NG, I haven't said that for a little while. Oh, I haven't said that today on this repeater. No, I was on here earlier with the DMR bridge. I called you when I was in St. Joe, but apparently you're just now in range because you're still kind of on the fringe.
Well, I'm surprised I'm on the fringe, but maybe not surprised. Maybe the wind's blowing my signal the wrong way.
Oh, that Allison lady, she doesn't have any courtesy. Let's just talk right over everybody. Yeah. You got to watch out for the wind blowing your light waves away. That's for sure. Yeah, it's not bad. It's not. I shouldn't have said the fringe. I should have just said not full quieting. I guess is all I meant. But it's not great. It's a bad day for RF, I guess.
Yeah, none of my cameras are working. I had to keep my ears. I was getting an alert on my car telling me my collision warning wasn't working. My backup camera is blind. Wow. Anyway, since you're backing up, I've been backing into my driveway. Be careful out there. I have a guy in my church who's driving, and I've got to go pick him up at the truck stop.
Tony, good to hear you, sir. Thanks for calling me out there. And, yep, stay safe on the snowy roads. KI9ND.
All right, 73, buddy.
I don't think I've ever heard Tony that noisy in the repeater. AC9HO.
Yes, sir. He was noisy. And at his house. So maybe he's got an ice build up on his antenna.
Antenna, I like that. How are we doing out there, Bill? I just got home a little while ago, too. As well, same as Tony. But I hit a couple spots where I had to pretty much stop because I couldn't see anything.
Oh yeah, you're making it, Dave. Yeah, same. I mean, I didn't stop because I can't. I want to get home. But it was bad up there in the St. Joe area. Everything else was okay all the way down, man. I went 70 miles an hour until I got to about 12 miles north of the 196-94 split, and then. Chris from Dyer, KE9DEP, told me that there was a jackknife right there on 94, just west of that split. And so I diverted and went through St. Joe, and it was terrible. Right by the lake. Just awful. Go ahead, Dave. KI9 engine.
Hello. Okay, I'm just checking to make sure I get it. Thanks, just making sure I get in my all my antennas. We're trying something new out here. It happened this morning where this antenna is now horizontal, as long as the other 40 feet of my tower is laying across the roof of my house.
Oh, no, that's not good.
Right above the house brag on the north side. I'm hearing house, and I heard just go boom. And I, okay, yep, it's my tower's down.
Oh, boy. Did it do any damage to the house?
I hope I haven't been up there. Luckily, everything, the sidearm brackets and all that, were parallel to my roof when it came down, were parallel to the roof. And it didn't hit the roof directly. I had one of those fake chimneys that they put on houses. And, you know, like brick stamped in the metal. I think like 2 foot square. Well, put it this way, it'll never be the same.
Yeah, that's no good. You can tell you're not in it as well as you usually are, but you're making it. Got a little bit of static with you, at least that's what I'm hearing on my node anyway. I'm using an HD going through my All-Star node. Go ahead, Bill.
Oh, yeah, okay, so you're not getting any of the good weather alerts. I wonder, you know, there's the link-to-link setting, right, which makes all that stuff go out over all the linked connections. But I wonder if there's a remote side setting for that so that you can hear all of the messages. One reason in particular that I would want that, because, you know, I mostly access the radio through my All-Star node as well. And is it Tuesday nights or Thursday night on the NINIAA, they do the amateur radio news line. And it'd be cool if I could make that come over while they do it, you know, I understand I could download it and listen to it myself, but it'd be cool if I could just dial up the NINIAA, and it would be cool if I could hear all the announcements over there. They do a ton of announcements and repeater IDs, and it would be nice to know whether I'm talking over them or not.
Yeah, that would be something. I know, yeah, like you said, I know there's a way to get it to go over all the links, which not everybody appreciates, but on my note, I have all the same alerts, so I'm hearing everything probably just at different times. Go ahead, Dave.
Go ahead, I'm perusing the internet for towers right now.
Of course, you gotta replace that tower. Oh boy. Yeah, well, it's blowing here. I'm at Franklin and Highway 20, and yeah, it's not great. I mean, everybody's moving just fine. It's not bad, but it seems like it's gonna get bad. I am hoping that we get several inches here in our neck of the woods tonight, because I don't really feel like going to work tomorrow, and if I can't get my Volkswagen out of the driveway, I ain't going.
Yeah, I kind of feel the same way. I just connected my phone, and I'm curious to see if I hear, because I thought one time when I was connected with my phone, I heard the announcements, and that's probably not true, but I thought I'd check anyway.
Okay, well, 7 minutes. 7 minutes, and there's a potential. I don't know if you looked at what I did there. I made an equal number of Hamfest announcements as all the other announcements. So every time there's an announcement, there's a 50-50 chance that it'll be a Hamfest announcement. And then I also set it to top of the bottom of the hour, because it was only doing it bottom of the hour. And, you know, you were doing the other announcement, the time announcement at the top of the hour. So I went ahead and I set it to the quarter after, quarter before. So I was not sure if you're aware of that. I didn't ever run it by you. So if you'd like that to be modified, maybe we could do it at 20 after and 40 after, you know. You get one extra one in there. I don't know. It's you know. It's still fewer announcements than they have on the NINIAA.
Oh, no. I think it's fine the way it is. And then after the Ham Fest, we'll change it, take the Ham Fest one out of there. But I would leave it at every 15 minutes. I don't see anything wrong with that. And I actually heard it one time where it did the Ham Fest announcement at every 15 minutes except for the top of the hour. So, yeah, that works out okay. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, roger that, and I'm not hearing any kind of skull crash when you let go of the key now. I'm also, now, I'm running a PL receive phone on my side, so I know that typically affects whether I hear any squelch crash at all, but that squelch crash was making it over the All-Star node before, so whatever was glitched out there appears to have fixed itself, huh?
AC9HO, well, that's very possible, and I changed a bunch of settings, not sure if any of them, they didn't make any difference when I was changing them, even after rebooting and all that. I don't know if maybe over time the settings got better. I doubt it, but yeah. Something probably changed up there and just went away. It seemed to be cold related, but that can't be the case because I'm sure it's still really cold up there. As a matter of fact, I looked at the temperature on the Pi and on the Supermon, and it's only like 70 degrees on the Pi. My Pi usually runs about 90 to 100, so it's pretty chilly up there.
Yeah, copy that. Hey, do you want a QSY over to the NINIAA DMR repeater? Have you been trying that out?
The LaPorte or the Valpo?
Oh, see, I don't know the Valpo frequency. I don't have that one in here. Does it work?
Oh, yeah, I can get into the Valpo. I don't know if it's NINIAA. I think it is. Is the LaPorte working?
I don't think so. I don't know, but I think not. Hayden, I believe, has tried more than I don't think I've ever tried, and I think what Hayden told me was that it didn't work, but I could be mistaken. Yeah, be interesting to find out if it does or not, but I've got it tuned in right now on the NINIAA DMR repeater in Valpo.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I can switch over to that. I'm on that radio right now, so AC9HOQSY.
K9HG.
AC9HO test.
Hey, you're breaking up, Kurt.
Uh-huh, sure.
Well, hey, it's almost 7 o'clock, talking. I haven't caused much trouble today. I got to get in there somehow.
Oh, yeah. I can understand that. Not going to work on me, though. All right, we'll be back here in less than a minute. AC9HO.
N9OK.
WB9YPA.
CQ, CQ, CQ. Good evening. This is AC9HO. My name is Kurt, and I am calling the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club Net Into session. I am located just south of the city of LaPorte, and I will be your net control for this session of the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club Net. Is there any emergency traffic? If so, please call now. Nothing heard. If there is emergency traffic at any time during this net, please jump in by saying emergency, and net control will stop the net and handle the traffic. And to all that are listening, if an emergency is announced, please stop all traffic and let net control handle the emergency. The club call signs are K9GSI and W9LY. Our repeaters are the 146970, this repeater, W9LY, VHF, FM analog, and All-Star connected, which is also connected to the DMR Talk Group 31146, which is the LPC-ARC DMR Talk Group on the TGIF network. This repeater is located at Schultz Road and Highway 35 North on the 160-foot concrete tower. Then we have the 146.610 K9GFI VHF FM analog located at the new location at the corner of Johnson Road and 500 West across from the Summit Farm. And last but not least, we have the 441.950 W9LY UHF FM analog C4 FM and WireX connected, usually. Also located at the tower at Schultz Road and 35 North, WireX connected is temporarily down. We voted at the last meeting. We are going to have the repeater get an estimate to see what it will cost to fix. And if it's beyond a certain dollar amount, then we will purchase a new repeater. So WireX will be coming back. It's just a matter of time. This net meets every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. Central Time here on the 146.970 repeater with a negative 600 offset and a PL tone of 131.8. We would like to thank the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club for the use of the repeater at this time. In case of repeater malfunction or disruption, all amateur radio operators are instructed to move to the K9JSI repeater 146.610 with a negative offset and a 131.8 PL tone, and await instructions from net control. If you would like more information about the club or the repeaters, please visit the website lpcarc.org. If you are interested in seeing the check-ins live during the net, sign in to ham.live and look for LPCARC Information Net. We use this logger to log the check-ins, and there is a live text chat for everyone to use as well. With this live text chat, it's almost like having two nets at the same time. You can This new chat they have is actually quite nice. You can do more emojis. You can like specific comments. You can send pictures easier. So it's a very nice chat that they have on there now. All we ask is that you check in to the net via the radio, since getting radio active is the point of having the net. Ham.live is a browser-based program for net logging and works on all computers with a phone or phones with a browser. There is a video on the website to help set up an account if you need assistance. You can ask here on the net and we can try to help. Look forward to seeing you on ham.live. All licensed amateur radio operators are invited to check into this net. This is a directed net. Please give me your call sign, name, and location when checking in. When I acknowledge each station, I will ask if they have anything for the net. Anything for the net could be any topic or question or even just the radio and antenna you are currently operating. If you wish to make additional comments or connect with another check-in during the net, you can do so by saying comment or question with your call sign and wait for net control. For the check-in portion of the net, I will ask for club officer check-ins first, followed by short time or mobile stations. Then I will go through the ham.live list. After that, I will ask for general check-ins for the remainder of the net. At the end of the net, I will be asking for anybody wishing to sell, trade, donate, or look for any amateur radio-related items on the swap and shop session. I will now take check-ins from any current club officers. Any current club officers, this is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now.
AC9BJP.
All right, Mr. Rich, club president. Haven't heard you on the net in a while. You must be staying in for the night. I don't blame you there. Rich, do you have anything for the net tonight?
No, nothing other than if you find yourself out on the road, just be careful. Take it easy getting to your destination.
Okay, very good, Rich. Yeah, that is definitely messy out there. The roads aren't, well, they're kind of icy now, but the visibility was the issue I had on the way home. And in Michigan City, it didn't look nearly as bad, so I was like, okay, no big deal. Yeah, closer I got to home, the worse I got. So definitely be careful if you got to be out there driving. All right, Rich, well, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. Now, let's see. Any other current club officers, please call now. Okay, and I myself as a club officer, I'm checking in. I am the treasurer, so my name is Kurt. Hello, everybody. Nice to meet you. Anyway, I will now take check-ins from mobile or short-time stations. Mobile or short-time stations, please call now.
KD9HAY, short-time.
Ooh, we got a different courtesy tone. I didn't know if that was Mike that did something different or what, but we got a different courtesy tone for you all, star users. Hayden, I imagine you're short time because you're probably going to be leaving here early. Hopefully you just stay home tonight, but probably not that lucky. Everybody needs their packages. KD9HAY, do you have anything for the net?
KD9HAY, yeah, as far as I know, we're still on a green light to hit the road tonight, so got to start getting stuff ready here real soon. But been having a lot of fun here recently, messing around with some of the DMR stuff and the DMR resurgence in the area. That's been fun. And also, had quite a few rewards points that were expiring from DX Engineering and decided to go ahead and pull the trigger on ATAS 120 antenna. So excited to get that hooked up and hopefully get my FTX one hooked up in the my mobile and have some mobile HF in the vehicle, so that'll be fun. But other than that, anybody else on the road tonight, be safe, and thanks for taking that there, Kurt. And back to you, KD9HAY.
Okay, Hayden, well, you drive careful out there and get everybody their packages, and man, oh man, you are a man after my heart, because that's the setup I wanted to put in my truck. I just have not come off the funds because that car cost me too much this last summer. So, but one toy for another toy, right? Oh well, sacrifices we make. Well, you're definitely going to have to keep us updated on how well that's working, because that antenna with that combination should get you all bands, even 2 meter and 440. So I'm kind of curious to see how that works. All right, Hayden, you drive careful out there. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. Let's see. Where was I? Oh, yes. Mobile or short-time stations. Probably not too many mobiles out there yet. Hayden will be out there before too long, but probably not too many others. Mobile or short-time stations. This is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now. Okay, no worries, no worries. We got the HamDot Live list here. And first on that list is KE9BBB. Josh, do you have anything for the Met?
Good evening, Kurt, and everybody on the Net. No, don't have anything tonight. Just hope everybody's okay with everything with this wind and snow. And like I said, if anybody's out there, Hayden, you be careful, and everybody else. That's about it. That's all I got right now. So I'll turn it back to Net Control. This is KE9BBB.
Okay, Josh. Well, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. And you be careful in the morning as well if you're going to work. Next on the list, we have KD9PYT. Rob, do you have anything for the Net?
Hey, good evening. No, nothing special going on here. Just trying to stay warm and hope I don't have too much snow to show tomorrow. KD9PYT, back to Net Control.
Okay, Rob, yeah, I totally agree. I do have a snow plow, so I had to do a bulk of it, but still the shoveling is there. I just hope if I'm going to work tomorrow that I don't have too big of a drift in front of my garage. Of course, I guess that's a good thing if it is too big, but I can't get out. Well, it'd have to be pretty large for me not to get out of the garage, but I'm not very motivated to go to work these days. I remember back in the day, it was almost a challenge, you know, when I was younger. I'd challenge myself, let's see if I can make it. Now it's like, well, I don't even care. All right, Rob, well, thank you for checking in. Stay warm out there. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. All right, Casey, no, we already got both of you guys. 89VUV, Brian, do you have anything for the Net?
Good evening, Kurt. This is 89VUV. Trying to stay warm, staying inside, stay out of the weather. That's all I have, though. Thanks for running the Net. Send it back to Net Control. This is KD9VUV.
Okay, Brian. Yeah, it seems like it's been a while since you've checked in. I was going to send out the search party. All right. Well, thank you for checking in. Stay warm. Have a good evening and a good rest of your week. Next, we have N9ROM. Bob, do you have anything for the Net?
This is N9ROM report. Good evening, everybody, and thanks, Kurt, for doing the Net. No other than just that everybody else knows, it's just cold, windy, and snowblowy. And it looks like tomorrow we're probably going to keep getting more. So everybody be safe and take care and don't overdo it. So N9ROM, back to the Net. Thank you, Kurt.
Okay, Bob, very good. Yeah, that's what Bob said there is don't overdo it. That's something that a lot of people don't realize. You go out there and shovel, and you can overdo it. Heard of heart attacks and things like that from shoveling snow. So be very careful tomorrow doing whatever it is you need to do. Bob, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. And last but not least at the moment on HamDot Live is KI9NG. Bill, do you have anything for the Net?
Negative. I said I'd make an appearance, and I made an appearance, and I think I'm going to go to bed now. Thanks for the Net there, Kurt, and 7-3, KI9NG.
Okay, Bill, very good. I just realized that tone is different. You're probably not hearing it, but on the repeater, the tone changed. It's probably because of the weather advisory, I'm guessing. Anyway, Bill, well, thank you for taking the time to check in before you slide in between the sheets there. I'm a little bit jealous. I'm a little sleepy. That's why usually Thursday nights I crash early, and because I'm up late on Wednesdays, and this week I was up late on Monday as well, so... All right, Bill, get some rest, and if you got to go out driving tomorrow, you be careful as well. Thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. That completes the HamDot Live list as I have it currently. So now I will call for general check-ins. Anybody anywhere, this is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now.
DLP.
This is N9OKA, Mike LaPorte.
This is Kilo Charlie Zero, Foxtrot November Echo, Mike Mishawaka.
This is November 9, Yankee Oscar Uniform, Brian South Bend. Well, unfortunately, that last station that I believe was coming in on All-Star, so possibly 220. Yeah, you're nothing but noise. You want to try it again? Maybe if you're on an HD, move to a different location. Try that again, please. Ooh, I'm thinking we're having a double now. I'm not sure if there's two of you trying to get in. It's always difficult when you got two trying to come in. Try that again, please. Maybe one pause, one don't. I don't know. We'll see if somebody makes it through. Try again, please. Well, I'm not sure. That might have been one person. But I can't make out what they're saying. I imagine nobody else is hearing them unless they're on a different system or something. Is anybody else hearing that call sign?
Hey, Kurt. Yeah, WB9YDA. You can almost pick out some audio. Yeah, he's just so noisy into whatever repeater he's hitting. He's definitely not on the 220 side as far as the South Bend area.
Okay, very good, Mike. We got you down as a check-in as well. Station trying to get in. If you can bump up the power, if you're on an HD, move an inch or two left or right, maybe stand up if you're not already. Go ahead and give her another try. Okay, we heard a little bit that time. I'm wondering, I heard Alpha, but I'm not sure if I heard Alpha Charlie or if it was the Alpha Delta 9 Golf Yankee, because I remember talking to somebody, Alpha Delta 9 Golf Yankee, had a hard time making it in last week or weekend or something like that. So is it Alpha Charlie 9 or Alpha Delta 9? Oh man, the Alpha comes through and then the noise just covers you up. I don't know what's going on here. I'm thinking it might be Alpha Delta 9 Golf Yankee. I'm sorry, I can't remember your name. I should, but I can't at the moment. Let's go ahead and try it again. We don't mind trying more than once, more than 10 times if we have to. Go ahead. All right, well, the weather's not playing nice, so I'm sure that's part of the problem. But let's go ahead and get the list that I have here, and then I'll give you another shot after. Maybe the conditions have changed a little bit. Enough, anyway, for me to hear your call sign. That's really all I need. I might already have it, and I apologize that you're having trouble getting in there, but we'll go ahead and get who I have here, and I'll come right back to you. Acknowledging W9DLP, KB9BS, well, I put W9BSK in there because she's probably right by you, Dave. N9OKA, KC0FNE, N9YLU, and WB9YPA. W9DLP, Dave, do you have anything for the net?
Thanks for running that code, W9DLP. Now, I'm going to get into my little story on how I lost my power this afternoon.
Oh, great. Now the loud squib tail coming, too. Go ahead, Dave.
Now, around noon, I heard the wind was really super strong, and I heard a big, loud thud. And I went outside to look, and right from the house bracket, my 45-foot tower decided to kink it, too, and come down and land on the old chimney, you know, those metal ones, and across the roof of my house, and off to just kink making there, and all of a sudden I just looked at her and went up at the ceiling. I thought out how to eliminate line loss on my top antenna and stick it to the kitchen ceiling.
Oh no, that's no good. I was listening earlier while I was talking to you about it, and at that time I didn't know anything was poking through inside the house. That's not good.
Neither did I. I never looked up. I looked
from
the outside, but I never thought to look at the ceiling.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's not good at all. Definitely going to be an insurance call for that.
Yeah, and we just had a new roof put on. We figured, okay, yeah, I already called it. I already gave my insurance company a heads up and said I probably would be calling with a claim.
Yeah, for sure. Well, good luck with that, Dave, and keep us posted how things are going, and hopefully there will be a silver lining in the new tower and maybe some new antennas, too. All right, Dave, is that all you have for the net for now?
I believe so, sir. I got a new tower in North Carolina, and there's a way to get it up here.
Okay, Dave, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. Next we have N9OKA. Mike, do you have anything for the net?
Good evening, Kurt. And everyone else out there, 7-3s. I have a question for Rich, KC9DJP, if he's still out there. And I also have some traffic that I'd like to talk about. N9OKA.
Okay, well, first on your list, we'll see if Rich is still out there, KC9DJP. AC9HO net control.
KC9DJP listening.
Okay, Mr. Mike, it's all yours. AC9HO net control.
Well, I don't know if I should have talked to Kurt about it or you, but it concerns the net here on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. I have a problem. I attend church, and one of them is the Wednesday night prayer meeting, which starts at 7 o'clock. And I don't know. I don't know if we can move the netter. I mean, I don't know how to phrase this question. Since I have a conflict, I'd like to go to prayer meeting, but I'm not able to with the net.
Well, this is me, Mike, but I think a prayer meeting with your deity would rank a lot higher than that, and I would opt to stay with that.
Well, I don't know if I should ask or not, but I'll throw it out there. Can we change the day and time of the net?
I'm going to leave that up to Kurt.
Well, unfortunately, Mike, that's no go for me, because Wednesday is about the only night that I can. because of granddaughter duties, other duties that I have. What time do you usually go to the prayer meeting, or is it like an online thing?
I go to it. It starts at 6 o'clock, but it can run for a couple hours. But I just thought I'd throw that out there. It says too much probably, but I did have a couple of other things I wanted to talk about as well.
Well, I tell you what, Mike, there's no reason why you can't ask a question like that, you know, because you just never know. Maybe I was already thinking about moving it. You never know. But unfortunately, I cannot. If things change, we can cross that bridge again. But I agree with Rich. I would think that's probably more important. And if you happen to get out early, because you know we go at least an hour. It's very rare that I go less than an hour. So you never know. You might be able to catch the end of it. I mean, you'll miss some of the information, but unfortunately, I can't help you there right now. But, you know, yeah, I can't think of anything else that would work unless you, like, ran the net yourself from here on out. But we'll keep it the way it is for now, and we'll keep talking about it, Mike. Go ahead with whatever else you have.
Well, that was the next thing I wanted to talk to you about, Kurt, and that I enjoyed running the net back on New Year's, but I wasn't, I just Googled script to run a net and worked off of that, but it lacked quite a bit. You know, as I listened to how you read off or start out the net and that. And I was just wondering if you might have your script wrote down, if you could get me a copy of it for future references, and I wouldn't mind doing the net again. N9OKA.
Yeah, I think I've gotten your email before, but yes, it's shareable. I just tweak a few things every month, you know, because dates change and whatnot. All the information will be there. The nets will be there. If you want to announce them, you can skip it all if you want. You only have to read what you want to read, pretty much. I'll edit it a little bit more from what I actually have on my screen here. But yes, I can share it. What's your email, just in case I don't have it?
It is on QRZ. But it's M is in Mike, M dot C-U-R-L-E-Y, Curly, 2024 at Outlook.com.
Okay, for those of you on All-Star, we are just waiting for the commercial for the handset. Came at a good time. I mean, we got a lot of people checked in right now, so perfect timing. All right, Mike, I got your email here and on QRZ if I happen to write it wrong. No big deal. I can check that. I will get that off to you. I'll try to do it tonight, depending on how long the net goes, and because I want to edit a little bit, make it a little more user-friendly for you. Do you have anything else, Mike?
Yeah, but I was hoping John would be out here. KC9PJC, is it? Oh, PGC. Man, I ruined call signs. But, yeah, I got a couple of paragraphs I'd like to read off of about a subject. I can do it now or later. I don't know if John's ever covered it before. It's right up his alley. N9OKA.
Okay, Mike, yeah, John's on ham.live, so we'll be getting to him shortly. Do you mind waiting on those couple things until right around John's useless information?
No problem at all. N9OKA, back to net control.
Okay, perfect. I can get through the check-ins then, and then we'll look forward to your comments you have later. Thank you, Mike, for checking in, and we'll get back to you in a little bit. Next on the list, we have KC0FNE. Mike, another Mike. Do you have anything for the net tonight?
KC0FNE, Mike here in Mishawaka. Really don't have anything for the net, Kurt, other than hey, thanks for doing the net every Wednesday. Enjoy it. Drive safe. Drive safe tomorrow morning if you got to go out. That's all I've got. KC0FNE, back to net control.
Okay, Mike, very good. Yeah, you be safe over there, too, because your way might get hit a little worse than us. You never know. But, man, that wind is sure whipping around here. We're getting drifts, pretty big drifts already. So, Mike, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. Next, we have Brian in 9YLU. Do you have anything for the net?
Good evening, Kurt, and everyone on the net. Thanks for running the net, Kurt. Everybody drive careful tonight and tomorrow. And I'm looking at Doppler right now, and it looks like, nice, fine line going right through South Bend. Fun. But I hear it's supposed to get go over your guys' way later on, too. But, you know, as everyone knows, with lake effect, you never know. Hopefully we don't get what they say we're going to get, but you never know. But, I'm just kind of anxious to also let it get warm again next couple months and have fun out at the creek again. But other than that, just getting ready for winter field day and, figuring out what to take and all that stuff because we're having... Our polar group is going to have we've got a cabin at Potato Creek that we're going to be at. So, it'll be loads of fun. And we're staying there the night too, so there'll be somebody there around the clock. But, I think it'll be a fun time. But, just everybody drive careful and it's just going to be, fun driving in the morning. But with that, back to you, Kurt, and everyone have a good and safe evening. KC9HO and 9YOU.
KC9HO, net control. Okay, Brian, well, thank you for checking in, and look forward to the warmer days for sure. But, we got this weird buzzing I keep hearing on the All-Star side for some reason. I'm not sure what that is, but... Brian, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week, and you also drive safe tomorrow. Like I said, you guys over there in the South Bend area might have more to worry about than we do. And then Hayden made a comment on the chat saying, stay tuned after the weekly program known as Mike's Moment. I like that. That's not bad. So, maybe Mike, if you have more. Of course, we don't want to interfere with your Bible studies either, so... that's a tough one. All right. Next on the list, we have WB9YPA. Mike, do you have anything for the net?
Yes. I would like to know, this is WB9YPA. I remember when Mike was discussing having like a late night net on the W9LY repeater, and I was just wondering if Mike was still, I don't know, Kurt, if you have discussed that any further with Mike recently, but if we do that, we would have to cut the Grand Rapids the link to via All-Star, we'd have to cut the Michigan repeaters loose. And but I would definitely get, because they're kind of I don't know if they would. I had gotten an email from one of the trustees up that way. And there are certain nets they expressed their concerns to me regarding some nets that I was carrying that were being linked, and they are trying to do their own thing, I guess. So a lot of their users expressed their concerns to one of the trustees, and then the trustee relayed that to me. So, but if we do that, I would be very interested in participating and being linked to the LaPorte machine, and that would be really cool. I'm hoping that Mike would still have interest in doing that. So, without carrying on any further, I'm just curious if Mike is still wanting to pursue something like that, because I definitely would like to be in on that. That sounds like fun.
Okay, Mike. Well, before we hand it over to Mike, I just realized we got a lot of mics here. But we'll ask him, let him answer. And I'm not opposed to that either. I think he was talking about doing it on the K9 JSI repeater, which is not linked. But I agree with you. It would almost be better on here. But before I hand it over to him, I want to ask you, because I can disconnect right now from the Michigan link. Is this one of the nets they're not wanting to come through the link? Because it doesn't bother me one bit.
They haven't complained about like the Wednesday night net. It was the other nets that I was carrying that they were having a problem with. But I need to talk to John and see what he says. John from N9 JPR, and I'll have to talk to John. I'll have to send an email off to him and I'll have to ask him about that and see what he says. But other than that, there might not be a problem with that. But that, I think that just sounds like fun. And this, and the 220 machine, that's the Nora. You know, we call this the Nora repeater. That Nora is Night Owls Repeater Association. So there you have it. That's why it's called Nora, because this repeater, there was quite a while where we used to have more users and stuff, and this machine, there'd be people on it till like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, rag chewing on it. Now I know a lot of hams don't believe that repeaters are meant for rag chewing, but that was one thing that I never had a problem with on the 220 machine here. I never had a problem with somebody getting on it and just rag chewing.
Well, anybody complaining about rag chewing on a repeater, that just doesn't even make sense. Then why would you even have the repeater? I don't understand that one bit. So the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club stands by your comment of you don't mind that on your repeater at all at any time, day or night. That's why we put these repeaters up. We don't want them sitting idle. We want them nice and warm and toasty all the time. So feel free, chat away. And if we're connected to a link, I can understand if they don't want to hear it. I get that. We can disconnect them. That's not a problem. But as for locally, yeah, chat away. And anybody linked to it, chat away. We don't mind. But Mike, N9OKA, I'm sure you were listening to what WB9YPA was saying. Have you thought about that? Because that could be something you do on a different night on this repeater. And we can get that. You can use the same preamble if you want. You can even repeat the same information, or you can delete anything you don't want. You can make it into your own thing. You'll just have something to start with. So N9OKA, what's your thoughts on that?
Well, thanks, Kurt and Mike. I I still think about it occasionally. I haven't decided to pull the trigger yet, but I wanted to mention it from the old red eye net that we had on the Plymouth repeater in the late 90s, early 2000s. And it was what we called it a net, we called it the red eye net. It was more of a rag cue. And it wasn't, I can't think of the word now, structured or whatever. It really wasn't structured. And then we just got out there and gabbed. But it was every night of the week. And it would start about 10 o'clock Central Time. And it would go till, like Mike was saying, it would go to 4 in the morning. I mean, but his memory serves me right. It was usually long, about 2 in the morning. We talk about 4 hours, but it wasn't structured. We called it a net. We ran it on the Plymouth repeater, and it was just a get-together, just a rag cue. But if I did it, I would like to do it on this repeater right here. And because it is tied in with the 220 machines, which I'm very interested in 220. So at any rate, N9OK, back to net control.
Well, like Bob is mentioning here on the ham.live, he's saying you could consider a late Wednesday night net for stragglers who are out shoveling snow on a Wednesday. I don't know if you get as many check-ins on a Wednesday as you would as maybe a Friday or a Saturday, but as most people are going to bed pretty early. But Bob is asking, what time are you thinking if you were to do one?
Well, like I said, about 10 o'clock Central Time. And I just going by what we used to do, we'd run it every night, but, I mean, as far as just a Wednesday night or a weekend, I could give it some thought, too.
Oh, don't let me persuade you in any other way, If you want to do it every night, feel free. It don't bother me. I'm in bed by that time, so you won't get me checking in too often unless I'm on vacation or it's a weekend. But yeah, if you want to do it every night, that's completely up to you. You can do whatever you want, Mike. You're a member of the club. You can pretty much just let us know what you're doing, and you're good to go. And you really, for that kind of net, you almost don't need a preamble like what I got here, but I'll still send it to you. And you can modify it any way you want. I got copies, so if you totally ruin it and can't get it back, don't worry. I'll send it to you again. Not a big deal. But we had a couple names here. Mikey's Net that Bob came up with. I put Mikey's Late Night Net. So, yeah, you got some names there, or your own, whatever you come up with. All right, WB9YPA, does that answer your question?
It sufficiently does. Okay, very good. Yep, sounds great. Sounds good to me, Kurt. Consensus, or is that a word? I guess. Well, I'm losing it. It used to be that hams would have always say that repeaters were only to call somebody on, and then you had to move to some other frequency. Well, that completely defeats the purpose of a repeater. Because repeaters are meant to where you can, they're designed to where you can, for a weak signal, so that it can be heard much farther away. And so, why would you necessarily use a repeater to call somebody if you can make the call on simplex? And and I'm probably not explaining it very good here, but there used to be this idea where the only purpose for a repeater was to make a call, and then you moved off of it and then operated simplex or some other, you know, other mode or whatever. And so, yeah, and so you know where I'm coming from, but I've always had had a different idea about that. So I definitely welcome I welcome rack chews on 220 here. So that's definitely would work out fine with whatever Mike wanted to do. So back to net control. This is WB9YPA.
Okay, Mike, AC9HO net control. Yeah, we'll keep you posted on whenever Mike makes a decision. We don't want to pressure you in 9OKA whenever you're ready. But you hear that you got some people interested. You got Josh on ham.live, says he's down for a 10 p.m. net on the weekend. So you'll definitely get some check-ins, I'm sure. But and then Mike, WB9YPA, when you get a chance, get a hold of the 220 people and make sure they're okay with that. And if not, then I can try to set up in the node to disconnect at 10 o'clock automatically or a little bit before and reconnect sometime in the early morning, you know, 6, 7 o'clock in the morning next day or whatever. Set that up as a everyday thing. But if they don't have a problem with it, then we'll just leave it the way it is. Or worst case, I can give you the password and everything to the Allmon 3, and you can log in and disconnect real quick. So no big deal there either. All right. Well, I think we've hammered that pretty good, and I look forward to possibly having another net on the repeater. And my feeling on the repeater is, you know, they always say for emergency use, you know, you need to get on your radio, talk on it, learn it, use it, you know, so that when the event happens that you need it, you know it's working, you know what it takes to make it work, and hopefully any bugs you had, you already worked out. So if you don't do that for repeaters, you know, if you got to do that for your radio, why wouldn't you do that for repeaters? If you don't use a repeater, how do you know that if an emergency happens and you need that repeater to operate for long periods of time, how do you know it will? You don't want to test it during emergency. You test it by rag chewing and enjoying each other's company and just chit-chatting, you know, or have nets like we do where we talk a lot. All right. Well, thank you, Mike, WB9YPA, for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. And we finally got to John, K9PGC. He came in on Handout Live. John, the club vice president, if you're there, do you have anything for the net tonight?
Good evening, Kurt, and everybody else out there. Make sure I still have it here. I probably do. Yeah, I do have some useless information. And I just had to double check to make sure I wasn't keying another radio at the same time, one of those deals, hitting the wrong foot switch or whatever. It tends to get confusing around here, but do have some useless information. And but other than that, just a reminder that the 24th coming up, we'll have a winter field day, which you probably already said something about. And but yeah, we got that coming up in another week or so or whatever it is. Back to you there, Kurt.
No, we're still in the check-in portion of the net. I haven't made it to the information part of the net yet, so I will be mentioning it, though. I got the website up, the LPC ARC website, so I'll mention that and the Hamfest. Do you have anything else, John, before we move on?
Just also to kick around that July 18th, coming up this summer, we'll attempt the second tailgate Hamfest and see how that one works out. So, you know, with that, more details in the when we
get closer to that date, but the whole idea is $5 per car, whether you're the vendor, you know, seller, buyer, or what. It's $5 a hit. And if you want to start that at 10, so I'm assuming some people are going to be showing up early, which is no problem, you know, but 10 o'clock to whenever is what those are planned for. And we do have things cast in place for the International Lighthouse Weekend, more information for later. And there's two different, I'm trying to think of the event, the exact name of the event, but it's a kids' day. And the one we participate would be in June before our normal field day. So we've got some events coming up. There's one that's this month that might already pass, but I was never going to line up one in January there. But anyway, that's all I got to ramble for the moment. Like I said, use this information for later. Back to you, Kurt, K9DGC.
Okay, John, very good, yeah. And if you think of something throughout the net, or if I missed something, feel free to mention it either during useless information or just chime in, you know, jump in at any time. So, all right, John, well, thank you for that. And we will get back to you in a little while for useless information. Look forward to that every week. I will now take, this is only the second call for general check-in. Anybody anywhere, please call now.
Alpha Charlie 9, X-ray, November.
Okay, we got Alpha Charlie 9, X-ray, November. George, you're a little noisy this week, which is to be expected, I guess, with the weather the way it is. I imagine we're probably a little noisy to you as well. Do you have anything for the net, sir?
Alpha Charlie 9, Hotel Oscar. A very good evening to you, Kurt, and everyone on the net. This is Alpha Charlie Niner X-ray November in Highland, Indiana. Yeah, the repeater's a little noisy tonight. There's popcorn. That usually happens when you get snow squalls or rain. We didn't get any dusting of snow here. I've been listening to the conversation, and my personal choice between church and the net would have been at church. Change the time on the net, but nothing wrong with having an evening net. That sounds like something we could do, and I would probably participate, although probably not every day, but a very good evening to you and everyone on the net, and I'll try to, the field day is going to be at which side of the field day. I'll listen for the information, so that's enough out of me. Back to you and everyone on the net. Alpha Charlie Niner, X-ray November 73.
Okay, George, very good. Yeah, you're definitely a little noisy in there today, but we heard everything you said, no problem at all. And thank you for checking in. And yeah, I'll get to the ham fest shortly, which I think you said you wanted to know if it was at a different site. It's going to be at the same location at the fairgrounds, LaPorte County Fairgrounds. February 28th at 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central Time. So, LaPorte County Fairgrounds at February 28th. But I'll announce it again here in a little bit. Any other general check-ins? Anybody anywhere? Please call now.
I was looking for information on the January coming up for the field day. Over.
Oh, my apologies. Yep, I'll get that. I don't know that one right off the top of my head. But we'll go ahead and throw it out there in case anybody needs to get going. Winter Field Day, January 24th, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Repeater Tower on Schultz Road. The address, if anybody needs it, I'll wait for a second, get a pen. Got a pen? Do you need it? The address is 3354 West Schultz Road, LaPorte. 46350 if you need zip code. And the talk-in will be this repeater. So if you need help finding the place, I know, George, you know where it's at, so you don't need help. But if anybody else needs help, on the day of January 24th. Just get on this repeater. Is that good, George?
I just wanted to verify it was at the Schultz Road, not the Johnson Road site. Thank you for the update. I'll be clear.
Okay, George. Yeah, just for future information and for everybody to know, the Johnson Road site's not very big. There's not a lot of parking, a lot of trees. So pretty much everything we do that isn't at the fairgrounds or something will be at that tower site on Schultz Road. So just know that for future reference. I don't foresee us ever doing anything out there at Johnson Road. All right. Any other check-ins? Anybody anywhere? Please call now. Okay, we got Steve in there, KD9PBR. I think there was another station that doubled with him, and then because of that double reminded me of that station that I couldn't hear earlier. So my apologies there. I don't know if they're still out there, but let's go ahead and get KD9PBR. Steve, do you have anything for the net?
Well, I'm thinking I don't like my FT3DR. I can't get into the repeater with it. But my Quanchang, cheap Chinese radio, I get in. So I don't know what's going on. Anyway, it's good to hear everyone out here tonight, and hope everyone's doing good.
You weren't the one trying to get in earlier, were you?
No, but I called out three times and didn't get in. So, and then I grabbed my Quanchang and I'm into the repeater.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you sound really good. Are you on the stock antenna on both?
No, I have upgraded antenna on both, so I don't know what's going on with my antenna.
Yeah, that's very strange because I usually have pretty good luck with my 3 and my 5, but you just never know sometimes, and with the weather the way it is, you just never know. I know my FT5 receives better than my UV Pro by quite a bit, actually. But, no, it sounds good. You're getting in there real good now.
All right, everybody be safe out there. Good hearing everyone out. KD9PBR, and I'll be clear.
Okay, Steve, thanks for checking in. Thanks for giving it so many tries to get in. But we got you in there. You sound really good. Full quieting almost. All right. Have a good evening and a good rest of your week. The other station I think that was trying to come in with Steve, go ahead. Please call now.
Whiskey 9, Papa Romeo, Cuba. All important.
All right. We got two there. All I heard was Whiskey 9, Papa Romeo, Kilo. So we got Rob there, and then there was a Paul and Laporte, but I didn't hear you call fine. 10-9-7-9-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0- it won't accept it. And I gotta see if, yep, there we go. I got it wrong the first time, got it right the second time. N9VSN, Paul from LaPorte. So we'll go back to W9PRK. Rob, do you have anything for the net?
Oh, nothing special. I know you guys got your winter field day going at the tower site, and I'll be over at Indiana Dunes State Park. I'm going to drag the camper out there, so I'll have heat for the night, but I'll be spending the night either both days if anyone wants to come play outside radio.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that sounds like a good time. I assume when you say outside radio, you'll be operating outside the camper, yes?
You got it. One Oscar is the plan, but if anyone wants to come and hang out, I'll be out there with a campfire and playing radio.
All right, very good, very good. Yeah, so everybody stay tuned for that. That's January 24th, and he'll be there 25th as well. So, all right, Rob, well, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. Next we we have N9VFN. Paul, do you have anything for the net?
Yeah, just start with the SIG report. Verify on your end. And getting into the system, okay? I'm using a dinosaur. It's an icon. Something on it, I guess. But, anyway, I was at the club meeting.
Started out really good. Heard everything you said, and then when you went in, I heard you say you were at the meeting, which I remember you, and that's how I knew I got the call sign right, because I remember your last name too. But and then you cut out. We couldn't hear much else, so I don't know if you moved or whatever, but being on HT, HTs are going to be pretty sensitive tonight, so go. It is working though. You're coming in. When you first started, it was sounding really good. So repeat what you were saying after you said you were at the meeting.
Yeah, I appreciate that information there. I'm actually standing out on my front porch. I live next to the police station in the port, and I'm also spotter training. Interested in weather.
Okay, Paul, yeah. Thanks for introducing yourself, and it is noisy. And for you being in La Porte next to the police station, I'm surprised it's that noisy. Now I have to wonder, are you on high power or low power?
Sounds like low power.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you were talking there, Paul, but you didn't bring the repeater up. Check your power level. You may have to upgrade your antenna because it's not quite working for you. When you're in there pretty good. You just got, with an HD, you just got to find that happy spot. And I heard you say that you are Skywarn, you're into weather, things like that. And our Skywarn nets are on this repeater. So this is definitely the repeater you're going to want to have if there's ever something coming through. And, but you might need something a little better than that, if that's all you got, to check in and report. Because when you don't have that sweet spot, or find the sweet spot, then you'll be able to get in. So go ahead, Paul. We'll give you another shot to see if you can find that sweet spot. AC9HO net control.
Okay, well, thank you to Hamza to fix me up with a better antenna. And I feel that.
Yeah, that's a little bit better. I'm just surprised because you're not that awful far away from the repeater. I mean, you are right in town there where you might be getting some noise on the receive, but it shouldn't affect your transmit too much. Do you happen to know what power level you're running? Yeah, you're on, I think you said 5 watts. You start out clear, and then I don't know if you move a little, and then it just goes nothing but static. But, and you said that was an ICOM, I think. You were looking for the model number, but you couldn't see it. But it's an older radio, I think you said. Yeah, ICOM, older radio. Doesn't help much. I'm starting to wonder if it's not putting out the power it used to, because it seems like the longer you're talking, the worse it's getting. I didn't catch all of that. I'm thinking your battery might be going dead.
Started.
Yeah. We're getting like the beginning of a word. So I can't quite make out what you're saying. I'm not a huge fan of. I can't say I'm not a huge fan. I like Baofeng radios, but I prefer like an ICOM or a Yaesu or something. But I tell you what, if you had like $25, the batteries last forever, and I don't know if it'd get out better because maybe your battery's just low. But I would think where you're at, an HT should work pretty good on 5 watts with a decent antenna too. I don't know if your battery's going low or if you have another battery or if you can put it in or something, but I'll hand it to you one more time for a final, and then that way we can move on because it is already after 8 o'clock. No big deal. I'm not complaining. I'm glad we're having this many chickens. It's awesome. Go ahead, Paul. Yeah, I'm thinking it might have went kaput. All right, Paul. Well, if you can still hear me, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening, good rest of your weekend. If something changes throughout the net here and we're still out here and you want to jump in and get a radio check, feel free to jump in at any time the repeater opens up for you to be able to get in there. So it's what we're here for. We want to get your equipment working. All right. Well, let's do a quick general check-in, and then we'll get to the information. So anybody anywhere, this is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now.
Whiskey Bravo 9, Whiskey in Chicago.
Okay, I'm done.
Okay, we got WB9W and KF9WW, and I think, I forgot. I am so sorry about that. There's somebody way out there been trying to get in. I think they tried to get in with KF9WW, the AC or AD9 call. If that's you trying to get in, try one more time, sir. Yep, just not making it. All right, we'll have to try another time. We got WB9W, Pete. Do you have anything for the net?
Nothing at this time, just wish everybody... have a good week and stay warm, okay? And I hope you guys don't get too much lake effect snow out there, okay? I know I was planning to come out to Michigan City Friday night. St. Stan's Church in Michigan City is having a gambling night, and I wanted to buy a ticket, and my sister-in-law was going to give me a ticket. I said, nope, better cancel me. I'm not going to come out. So if anybody wants to go out gambling at the... other than the casino, the church over there has got $1,000 raffle or something going on. So I was going to come out there for that. Anyway, that's my news. So, 7-3, everybody, WB9W, back to you, Kurt.
Okay, Pete, very good. Yeah, don't blame me for not wanting to make the trek. Hopefully you guys don't get hit too bad. I think it's mostly us, a little less on the Chicago side, so... don't sound as good as you usually do from Chicago, but that's to be expected with the weather we're having. So, thank you for checking in. Have a good evening and a good rest of your week. And for anybody trying to check in with HTs, and if I'm struggling to hear you, don't think it's your HT at the moment, necessarily, because the weather is horrible. The antenna could have a ton of ice on it or something. Conditions are just not favorable for HTs at the moment. So, because usually Pete over there in Chicago comes in almost full quieting, and tonight he had a little bit of noise, but he's got a pretty good system over there. So, a little more than HT for sure. All right, next on the list we have KF9WW. Mike, do you have anything for the net? Doing the same thing as everybody else. I can hear the first word and then it goes noise. And I did hear something about the 220. And yes, I tried connecting to the KC9YNM 220 and it's not letting me connect. And I don't know why. so that's why you're not hearing us through the 220 today. Unfortunately, I don't know if you got a little more power, but you're not quite making it in the repeater. Go ahead and try again. Yeah, unfortunately, Mike, you're nothing but noise. As a matter of fact, you're not even holding the repeater, but when you do get the repeater to come up, it's nothing but noise, can't hear anything. But that seems to be the trend tonight. I've had a lot harder time hearing people tonight than I have in a very, very long time. So, but we got you in there for a check-in, Mike, and I tried while you were trying to get into the repeater to connect to the 220, and it's still not accepting my connection. So my guess is their node needs to be rebooted or something, or maybe they took it offline for some reason, unfortunately. And I doubt you can reach South Bend, because we are connected to that one right now. But unfortunately, I can't help you there. But Mike, thank you for checking in. Stay warm out there. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. All right. I am going to start the information part of the net, and we'll buzz through that real quick, and we will ask for more check-ins later. So, this is AC9HO Net Control. Area nets, Area District 1 serving Lake, Porter, LaPorte, Jasper, and Newton counties. The Area District 1 net is every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on the N9IAA repeater with a frequency of 146.685 and a PL tone of 173.8. There is also a net for GMRS licensed stations every third Thursday at 7 p.m. Central on the Valpo 1 repeater, 462.700, positive offset 141.2 PL tone. And I see our long, noisy squelch tails coming back too, so something is definitely going on up there. And I've been hearing complaints of the repeater not hearing as well as it used to. So we did have a wind event that damaged one antenna up there and didn't damage another antenna, but it actually moved it on its brackets and made it lean. So we had to straighten that out and tighten it up again. So it gets a lot of wind up there. So maybe something happened to this antenna that we probably won't get to until the weather gets a little bit better. Anyway, Areas Information Net, or Areas Information Flash Training Net, every Thursday at 8 p.m. Central Time on the K9GFI repeater, with a negative offset and a 131.8 PL tone. LaPorte County Early Warning Siren Testing Net, the first Saturday of every month on this frequency, 146.970W9LY repeater, beginning at 11 a.m. That's when the sirens will start. Please check in with Net Control Operator W9DLP 30 minutes prior for updated location requirements. The next siren testing net will be February 7th. Michiana Amateur Radio Club, or MARC, holds a weekly on-the-air net on the K9DEW repeater, 147.330, positive offset, 131.8 PL tone. If that repeater is down, the net will be held on the WB9AGX repeater, 147.390, positive offset, 131.8 PL tone. Then we have the Fulton County Skywarn net every Monday at 6 p.m. Central on the K9RCR repeater, 442.700. Positive offset, 131.8 PL tone. And we also have the White County Amateur Radio Society Wednesday Night Net every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern on the KC9PQA repeater, 147.255. Positive offset, 131.8 PL tone. And don't forget the Frequency Coordination Net every Friday starts at 7:30 p.m. Central on the GMRS Valpo 1 repeater, 462.700. And then last but not least, we have the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club Net, this net, every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. on this repeater, 146.970. This net will be an information net, and everybody is welcome to participate. And as mentioned before, we have the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club is hosting Winter Field Day, January 24th, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the tower site on Schultz Road and 35 North. For the talk-in, it's on this repeater, W9LY 146.970, 131.8 PL tone. Enjoy that coming up here soon. And then, at the end of February, we have the LaPorte County Cabin Fever Ham Fest, February 28th, 2026, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m., LaPorte County Fairgrounds. The address for the fairgrounds is 2581 Indiana State Road 2, LaPorte, Indiana, 46350. The door entry fee is still a low $8 per ticket. The talk-in is 146.970, this repeater, and also the 146.610, and the field tone is 131.8 for both. We will have BE testing, door prizes, food. For more information, you can email cabinfeverhamfest@gmail.com. That's cabinfeverhamfest, all one word. Anymore, would they? But we will sell tables on the day of. So, but if you want a specific spot, reserve now or early, preferably now. Club meeting and club news. The LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club meets the second Monday of every month at the LaPorte Seventh-day Adventist Church at 7 p.m. Central Time. And the address is 1480 Boyd Boulevard, LaPorte, Indiana. The next official club meeting will be February 9th. Membership is not required to sit in on a meeting, and meetings are not required to be a member. If you do attend the meeting, though, you are encouraged to stay and learn a few radio tips and tricks during our meeting presentations. We've had Tolder demonstrations, digital mode demonstrations, as well as remote operation demonstrations, and guest speakers from time to time. As an example, at the September meeting 2025, we had Rachel Cobb from the National Weather Service to talk about weather emergencies and radio communication and how ham radio plays a part in that. We would also like to announce that membership dues can now be paid online via the website. Just go to lpcarc.org, and on the left side of the page, you'll see a link for club membership. Click that link, and when the next page appears, you will see in the center of the page a form to fill out for general information like address, phone number, email. We really would like your email at the very least. And then once you're done with that, underneath that, there is a click pay online button. So click that and fill out all the fields. All fields must be filled in for the transaction to work properly, and you will have a receipt emailed to you, and I will also be emailed a receipt as well. So, come to our club breakfast, 8 a.m. the first Saturday of each month at the Sugar Bowl Restaurant, 402 West, U.S. 20, Michigan City, and another club breakfast every Thursday at 8 a.m. at Mama T's Diner, 607 Lincoln Way, LaPorte. Yeah, that's another reason why we talk on our repeaters. Get them nice and warm, and maybe warm up the antenna, get the ice off of it in the wintertime. Don't forget, Michigan City EMA is accepting applications. Go to the Michigan City Police Station lobby, get your application, fill it out. When you get it filled out, come back and turn it in to Attention Captain Jesse. Michigan City EMA accepting applications. And if you're looking for a good opportunity to hang out with other ham radio operators in like the fall, spring, summertime time frames, or want to learn more about radio and or POTA, there's a group like Brian mentioned earlier that goes out to Potato Creek every Saturday, weather permitting, to play radio or just hang out. Starts between 8 a.m. and 9 a.m. Eastern and goes until about 3 or 4 p.m. 4 p.m. Eastern. For more information, just go on the 147.330K9DEW repeater and ask for information on the Potato Creek. I'm sure somebody will be listening and can help you out. Storm warning. I'm not sure if that's the other repeater or if somebody's trying to get in. Is somebody trying to get into the repeater?
I just say something and it cut me out.
Ah, you're kind of in there now. Everybody's kind of noisy today. I wouldn't even be surprised if I'm a little bit noisy. Yeah, go ahead, Rob.
Alright, well, I'm giving her the beam. Hopefully I'm getting in there. When you say parts on the air. Yeah, there's a Potato Creek, guys, and, locally, by all means, I'm good on QRZ, 69, Papa Romeo, Zero. Email me, and, if you want to go out and play some parts on the air, by all means, I would love to get as many people into it as I can.
Okay, Rob, yeah, for anybody that didn't hear that, if you're interested in, and you, maybe you've never done it, or maybe you just want a partner, Rob is willing to play parts on the air with anybody that's wanting to do it. W9PRK, Whiskey 9 Papa Romeo Kilo. His email is good on QRZ. Just get a hold of him, and then you guys can work out the details. So, yeah, anybody want to do parts on the air, that's, I'm going to do a parts on the air, at least one or two or five. I don't know, as many as I can find time for this summer, so that's my plan. Do you have anything else, Rob?
Nope, you're doing a great job. Yeah, I just wanted to throw that out there. If anyone wanted to go out, if they've never been and want to see what it's like and how it is, I'm more than willing to get with someone and take them out and we can have some fun.
All right, very good. Well, thank you for the kind words, and I appreciate you throwing that out there for any anybody that wants to give it a shot. So, yeah, even if you don't remember how to get a hold of him, get a hold of me, and I'll remind you how to get a hold of him. Again, his call sign, W9PRK. Just look him up on QRZ and send him an email. All right. Well, that brings us to John's Useless Information. I wonder who I should have go first, Mike or John. Since Mike was on there first, John, we're going to have him go first. N9OKA, if you are ready, you said you had two items you wanted to mention that might pique John's interest. This will give John a chance to reply to your stuff that you have there. So, N9OKA, if you are ready, go ahead, sir. This is AC9HO Net Control.
AC9HO, N9OKA. How do you hear me?
Not as good as we usually do, but you're there. You got some static and your audio is not as loud. Uh-oh. Did I not make it?
You made it.
Uh-oh. We lost Mike. And then John says, I'm killing him. John, if you need to go, you can go ahead and do your segment if you like, if that's the issue. So, Mike, we're going to let John go ahead, and or John's laughing at me. I'm not sure which. I'm not sure how to take the text. K9PGC, go ahead, sir.
Oh, man, did you hear that? Did you hear that or not? I didn't have my antenna switch right.
To talk about FT8 for a short bit, is there's always pirate stations here and there, and there's been a few stations I've chased after that, one was COVID Island I talk about, because there was pirate stations out there that people were connecting to and not realizing this was not the real McCoy. Well, tonight on 160 meters, I got one thing that gave me a real laugh. I'm seeing a number of stations that this can't be legit. You look it up, and, yeah, there's nothing in the call book, right? But, you know, this one was the Philippines. I thought, hey, you know, that'd be nice to see if I can get Philippines on 160. I haven't worked them in any form on 160. And I never knew the Philippines was so far south of the equator. And, I mean, just had to just see it on the screen there, because I'm scratching my head a little bit, you know. And in Iran, earlier today, Iran came in, and we're talking about maybe 500, a little island, 500 clicks southwest of the tip of south, southern tip of South America. So, you know, I get a laugh out of that. I mean, I like to work these stations, you know. And Cyprus was another good one that I didn't chase after, but there was a horde of people trying to work them. And like, you know, Cyprus, Greece, and so forth, I haven't even looked it up. Far as I know, that's 4 o'clock in the morning, you know. And being a work day, I'm not expecting, you know, people to be staying up to make these contacts. But that's, you know, that's just taking a little bit outside of the box, I guess. Well, anyway, change of weather, so forth, you know, what we got going in, it's going to make a lot of people be running in for stuff for their car. Now, the blessing when there's a, you know, a big cold snap is the batteries that are on the shelf, if you go get a new battery for your car anytime in December and that, it could be, you know, 9 months old on the shelf. It's not a bad battery. But you get that real good cold snap we had already this year, and that depleted, you know, some of the older supplies. So now with the weather going on, you know, it's almost your best bet to buy that. It's only going to be a couple months old. But literally, when they go stocking up, the majority that when I used to work for a chain, auto parts stores, you know, we had a whole bunch of because we sold everything else, you know, and then how it trickled in after that, you know, that's somebody else's problem. But that's always something to think about. There's date codes on these things, so if you have a chance of looking at some of the stuff I've seen, it's got Julian dates, but this is one of the biggest reasons the auto parts stores won't leave the batteries on display. They want to make sure that the batteries are rotated, so when you show up, you get the oldest one there, you know. And so they're refreshing everything. And when I knew a few people here and there, I didn't play by that rule. I go, hey, give me one of those that's in the back. I read the Julian date to make sure they're not giving me any problems. So, food for thought on that. I want to make sure I set up the machine right now, so hold on 1 minute. Well, I guess I'm doing good with that. I guess I had a little squelch tail on that. And, according to Mike, he doesn't even believe I got a base radio, so that must mean I'm on an HT right now. So who knows how it's coming out. But anyway, one other food for thought. Inherently, all our automotive fuels have some kind of ethanol in it, and that should prevent you from having problems having water in the gas in any form. The worst time, if you never thought about it, the worst time to buy gas is when that tanker just started unloading. It will mix everything up. And I had a problem years ago. I got bad gas. And basically, water in the gas. Well, when your car is constantly being used, you won't even know you got it. The computer can even compensate for some of that goes on. But you let your car sit for a few hours, that's when gasoline is lighter than water. Water will settle at the bottom of the tank, and that's the first thing that your fuel pump is going to grab. Even though I'm starting up the car, there's a certain recirculation of gas going to the fuel rail and back to the tank. It's not enough to get yourself out of trouble, or at least in the situation I was. You guys will love this one. So I'm using physics. Now, it was an occasion that I bought gas that day, so I figured I know what had to happen to this car, because it was wintertime, too. Well, I got in the bumper of that car, it has that 2005 Grand Prix of mine, and I shook the living daylights out of it. Now she would start. you let that car sit more than 4 hours, you had a problem starting. Once I got through that whole tank of gas, perfect. I do not recommend putting a boatload of heat in the tank if you have these problems. This is the way the fuel systems are. And heat is basically, you're just throwing more alcohol into the gasoline. And this is chemically how it works. Water and gas does not mix. You think it does, but it don't. But water will mix with alcohol, and alcohol will mix with gas. This is how it all works. But if something sits long enough, there's still going to be a separation at some point in time, and there you got water at the bottom of the gas tank. Those who fly, private pilots, there's a drip leg that they'll take a sample of that gas after that bird has been sitting down for a while, and you can obviously see if you have water in the gas. And what you do is you have a little clear vial, and you fill it up to this line with water. Then you add the gas, shake it if you want, but you got to sit down and let it settle. You'll eventually see two different tones of color out of that sample. And so there's a lot of little words of wisdom. And because at some point, if you got bad gas, put a bottle of heat in, but you got to be careful because you can be putting a boatload in there and things haven't mixed yet. And can get you into more trouble. And like cars that are rated for E85, that might be a little different, but that whole fuel system is designed to handle, a much greater amount of alcohol. But it's food for thought, because, people don't, in the most part, they're like, hey, he uses heat, it works, I use heat, and so forth, until it don't. Then you're wondering, okay, what else is going wrong? But anyway, food for thought for the wintertime. Back to you, Kurt.
Okay, John. Yeah, very good. Thank you for that information. And so that's a thought. If your car's not starting and you suspect that gas, shake it. Why are you turning off? I know the radio's wanting to turn off. But anyway, and speaking of batteries, my aunt and uncle had to buy a battery, and I pointed them towards Rural King, and they purchased a battery, and they proceeded to call me later and said that they have a 7-year warranty on their batteries. I was quite surprised to hear that a torque like that had a 7-year warranty on their battery, so keep that in mind. Their prices are reasonable, too, so that's why I sent them that way. But 7 years, pretty good. All right, N9OKA, you kind of doubled with John. No, we did not hear anything you said. But John, he didn't talk very long, so we didn't miss anything. But Mike, go ahead with your traffic that you had. This is AC9HO Net Control.
I apologize for playing stupid games back and forth with the radios and antenna switch. Sorry about that. Hopefully it didn't hurt my radio any doing that, but with what John was just talking about, it takes me back to the 70s, and during the so-called fuel crisis we had back then, when you had to buy gas by the first letter of your name on your license plate, if it was even or odd, or was it a number on your license plate that was even or odd, maybe that's what it was. But you can only buy so much gas on the days when your license plate would let you up with the number of the letter. But I didn't have a lot of gas in my truck, and it wouldn't start one morning, and I tracked it. I started the carburetor and there was nothing coming out, and I started tracking down the line, and I found a slushy in my fuel pump, and I got to talking to my dad about it, and he told me in the winter you should have at least a half a tank of gas in your vehicle so you don't have that problem. I've stuck by that, and I've never had a problem since. All to have a tank of gas in my car in the winter. But that aside, I wanted to ask John if he'd ever mentioned Oscar One or not. I was on Valpo's AeriNet last night, and their AeriNet, and they talked about the history of Oscar One. I found it interesting, and I'd like to read three or four paragraphs about it, just the early beginnings of Oscar One, if John hasn't covered it already. N9OKA.
I do not believe he has covered it, but even if he has, that's okay, because you might have a new audience tonight. So go ahead with those paragraphs, Mike. AC9HO, Net Control.
Okay, that is a couple of paragraphs here from Wikipedia. Oscar One stood for Orbiting Satellite Carrying Amateur Radio One, also known as Oscar One. It was the first amateur radio satellite launched by Project Oscar into the low Earth orbit. Oscar One was launched December 12, 1961 by a Thor Agenda B launcher from Vandenberg Air Force Base, Lamport, California. The satellite, a rectangular box, 30 by 25 by 12 centimeter, weighed in at 10 kilogram. It was launched as a secondary payload for the Corona 9029, also known as Discoverer 36, the eighth and final launch of a K3 satellite. The satellite had a battery-powered 140 transmitter operating in a 2-meter band, 144.983 megahertz, employed a monopole transmitting antenna, 60-centimeter long, extended from the center of the convex surface, but had no attitude control system like Sputnik 1. Oscar One carried only a simple beacon. For 3 weeks, it transmitted its Morse code message, "Hi, Hotel India, hi." To this day, many organizations identify their Morse transmitting satellites with "Hi," which also indicates laughter to amateur telegraphy like LOL. Oscar One lasted 22 days, ceasing operation on January 3, 1962, and re-entered January 31, 1962. After the launch of Oscar One, United States Vice President Lyndon Johnson honored it with a telegram that read, "For me, this project is symbolic of the type of freedom for which this country stands. Freedom of enterprise and freedom of participation on the part of individuals throughout the world." N9OKA, back to Net Control.
Okay, Mike. Well, thank you for that. That was very interesting. I learned a few things I didn't know before. I much appreciate that. And we can make that a weekly thing if you like. But, again, I don't want to interfere with the church that I don't want to be smited, smitted, but, yeah, very interesting stuff, and John, we appreciate your useless information, as usual, every week. I look forward to it, because you never know who might be listening. That's why I say, Mike, if even if John's mentioned it, and if he wants to mention it next week, that's fine. You got different people almost every week. We got the same regulars, but you get some new people, too, so. Doesn't hurt to repeat things, that's for sure. All right, we're at that time of weather at a glance, so I'm going to let the repeater drop so I can reset, and then we'll get started. AC9HO, Net Control. Tonight, snow showers, patchy, blowing snow before 3 a.m., low around 18, blustery with a northwest wind 15 to 25, with gusts as high as 35, chance of precipitation is 90%, total nighttime snow accumulation is 3 to 5 inches. Now remember, this is for LaPorte. That's all I read this for. So if you're in South Bend or something, all these numbers could be completely different.
Thursday, snow showers likely, mainly before noon. Partly sunny with a high near 23. Northwest wind 5 to 15, becoming southwest in the afternoon. Winds could gust as high as 25 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 60%. New snow accumulation is 1 to 3 inches. Thursday night, snow mainly after midnight. Low around 17. Southwest wind 5 to 10 with gusts as high as 20. Chance of precipitation is 90%. New snow accumulation of around an inch possible. Friday, snow high near 34. West wind 10 to 15 with gusts as high as 25. Chance of precipitation is 80%. New snow accumulation less than 1 inch possible. Friday night, snow likely, mostly cloudy with a low around 16. West wind around 10 miles per hour with gusts as high as 20. Chance of precipitation is 70%. New snow accumulation of less than 1 inch possible. Saturday, snow likely, mainly before noon, mostly cloudy and cold with a high near 19. Chance of precipitation is 60%. New snow accumulation of less than 1 inch possible. Saturday night, a 30% chance of snow, mostly cloudy with a low around 7. Sunday, a 30% chance of snow, mainly afternoon, mostly cloudy and cold with a high near 16. Sunday night, a 40% chance of snow, mostly cloudy with a low around 7. And for Monday, to start your week, a 40% chance of snow, mostly cloudy and cold with a high near 14. All right. Any other check-ins, general check-ins, anybody anywhere? This is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now. All right, we'll go ahead and open the swap and shop session. Are there any stations with amateur radio-related items for sale, wanted, loan, borrow? Swap and shop session is now open. Please call now.
I'll make a good deal on a tower.
Tower and some antennas, horizontal antennas?
Correct. Check my audio.
Oh, we're checking it. Here.
Okay. How about here?
Yeah, no. Nope. No good. Any other check-ins, comments, questions, swap and shop, anything at all, please call now.
N9OKA.
Yeah, go ahead, Mike.
Did he have that for sale? I want that. I want Echo. There, I think there's a code you can punch into the system and have Echo. I want it.
Oh, yeah. No, don't think that's for sale. But I don't know if that would be a good idea in your hands there, Mike. But, yep, we do have an Echo. Different kind of Echo than what you're thinking, though. I remember those days. I had an Echo thing myself. I remember. Had a lot of fun with that. All right, any other comments, questions, general check-ins, swap and shop, anything at all, please call now.
KAAQ-DB Mobile.
AKA 8UGB, Tony. It even says Tony 10 Tech on my screen here. How did you make that happen? Do you have anything for the net?
Just out here playing around in the cold. Debbie and I are going to go pick someone up and take them to a bus station, a bus depot, so they can head out wherever they're going. But almost forgot. I was getting ready to head out the door, I saw activity on the repeater and realized what day this is. Anyway, it's cold out and we're on the road. KAUGB.
Oh man, I don't envy you. You guys drive careful out there. How's it looking right now? Is it any better, any worse, about the same?
Well, we haven't gotten very far. We're just a mile down the road from the house, so we'll let you know as we get further.
Well, Debbie, now that you've been on the mic, I got you as a check-in, too, so
But yeah, you guys drive careful out there. I hope it's an easy drive or easy enough. Doesn't sound like it's easy already. So you guys be careful and feel free to jump in. I don't know how much longer we got here, but feel free to jump in anytime if you need anything. So thank you for checking in. Have a good evening and a good rest of your week. And Tony, I don't know how you made that say Tentec on my screen, but you must have Tony Tentec for your, possibly for your Gmail account, maybe, or your Google account.
No, that's the only place that I think that even shows up is on QRG.
Well, maybe that's where they're getting it from then, because usually I thought this ham.live took all its information from your Google account, because some of the pictures, I think, are from the Google account. But, yeah, I bet you're right. It's probably come from QR. All right. Well, thank you for checking in. Drive careful. Anybody else? General check-in, swap and shop, anything at all? Please call now.
Okay, I'm
I believe that was KI9E. If you're on an HT there, Jim, if that was you, HTs have been struggling tonight for sure. But I got KI9, that's what I heard.
Yep, on your HT, the report card to you again, everyone on that. No traffic is being KI9E backing up.
Okay, very good. Yeah, we got you that time. Very noisy, but we heard you. Definitely not as good sounding as you usually are. All the HTs have been struggling tonight, which is why I always say HTs are handy, but for something like this, not a big deal. But if you want to rely on an HT for emergencies, that might not always do the trick. But it's definitely better than nothing. So if that's all you can have, that's all you can have. We'll try to make it work. All right. Any other check-ins? Jim, thank you for checking in. Have a good evening. Good rest of your week. Any other check-ins, swap and shop, comments, questions, anything at all, please call now.
KE9ACP for check-in.
Okay, we got KE9ACP. Looks like Todd on my screen. Is that correct?
Oh, roger, roger. Todd in Westville.
Okay, Todd. Yeah, I think you've checked in before, if I remember correctly. Do you have anything for the net, Todd?
No, not currently. I'm just, sitting back listening to you guys, and I get, just realizing you guys get on here on Wednesdays. Usually can't, but I have been able to lately, so figured I'd just chime in.
KE9ACP. Oh, yes, please do. Please do. We'd like as many people as we can get. You're actually check-in number 26, which is reaching my highest goal, I think, or not highest goal, but my highest check-in was, I think, 28. I haven't broke the 30 mark yet in almost 2 years, so. But, yeah, feel free to check in whenever you get time, and you never know, one day you might have a question answered, or you might have a question that you can answer, so we much appreciate you checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week, and sounding very good from Westville. I do have a question, though. Are you coming in HD, or do you have a base or mobile, or what?
I'm running on a 50-watt base.
Ah, there you go, there you go. Yep, you're full quieting, nice and clear. Sounds really good. Everybody sounds bad with that darn loud squelch tail at the end. I don't know why that's back now. You'd think the repeater would be nice and warm, but so that tells me it's not temperature related. All right, Todd, well, thank you for checking in. Sounding good on that radio you got there, and we're here every Wednesday night, unless something drastic happens. You never know. Have a good evening and a good rest of your week. Any other check-ins, comments, questions, anything at all, swap and shop, everything, whatever you want, please call now. This is AC9HO Net Control. Okay, is there anybody listening that's on the fence to check in? I need 4 check-ins to break my record. That's the word I was trying to think of. 4 check-ins. That's all I need. Eh, well, that's okay. But we'll do one more call for anything at all. Comments, questions, check-ins, anything at all, please call now. This might be last call.
KE9BBB. Question.
Yeah, go ahead, Josh, with your question.
Yeah, I was wondering, have we ever, I don't know if you guys have done this or not, did a net, but also do, after the net, or instead of the net, just one day just get on Simplex and see how far we could contact, a group of guys or whatever on Simplex here, and then just, we can relay it back on the repeater side.
Oh, yeah, one time I was considering when we first moved the 6-1 that I'd do, an after chat, but on Wednesday nights that's hard for me to do, because usually I'm crawling in bed right about now, so I don't tend to stay on very long after 9 o'clock. But, yeah, if anybody, what we were talking about earlier, where Mike's thinking about a late night net, that's something. Maybe if you start that up, or anybody that wants to start that up, it doesn't have to be Mike, it could be anybody, could start right after this net, or 9 o'clock, because I'm usually done by 9 or a little after, or a little before, and can do just that, meet here and then move to a Simplex frequency, or vice versa. I think Bill was also doing something like that, and then he moved to GMRS. And starts there, and then they go to Simplex, I believe.
Yeah, I was just curious, because, but that'd be, tonight, right? I was just curious, I know the tower's got battery backup, but, just in case something happened, people could relay, but I was wondering, if from my house, Simplex, I can hit decent far. I can hit South Bend. Some people in South Bend I know I have on Simplex stuff, but down to, DeMott, someone down there I talked to before. But I was curious if we had, people ever thought about it for, weather related or anything like that.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely, if somebody wanted to do that, they could definitely do that. I know Bill was doing something similar to that as a relay net, and started out on N9IA, and then he just moved it to GMRS, so I don't know where they go from there. I don't know if they stay GMRS or if they moved to the ham bands, I'm not sure. I don't have GMRS, so I don't listen to that net. But, yeah, that's definitely something, probably not something I'm going to do, unless it's on the weekend or something, but definitely anybody who wants to start something like that, yeah, feel free.
N9OKA.
Yeah, go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I know there's a local, or per se local Simplex channel or frequency. What is it?
Well, the national calling frequency is 146.52. That's the national Simplex calling frequency that everybody uses everywhere.
I'll have to see if I have that in my radio or else I just put it in there, but yeah, thanks, and then okay, back to net control.
Sure, no problem, Mike. Josh, do you have anything else?
No, that was it. I was just curious, and yeah, maybe, you know, maybe here soon, I would like, I can maybe set something up and for anything, I don't know, that I have to see when I can do it, but, yeah, I'd be interested in that, so maybe later on we can figure it out and do like a relay one day of the week and go from there. All right, thank you, everybody. Have a good night. I'll get back to net control. It's KE9BBB.
Okay, Josh. Yeah, just basically all you really need to do, anybody that wants to run a net on this repeater or the 6-1, just get a hold of me so I can make sure you don't go over somebody else, you know, which right now this is the only net on any repeater that we have. So, yeah, that's all we do, just to coordinate the time is all. But yeah, if you decide to do it, just get a hold of me and we'll figure it out. All right, we'll make this last call because Mother Nature's calling. Anybody anywhere, comments, questions, anything at all, please call now.
Is an okay question?
Yeah, go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, is Jerry Smith still going on Thursday evening on the report machine?
I'm embarrassed to say that I don't know, because I keep wanting to get on that net, but it seems like I keep falling asleep on that night. So, because like I said, I'm usually up late on Wednesdays, so I'm pretty tired on Thursday, so I'm not sure. Does anybody else know? Yeah, I guess you just have to listen at 8 o'clock and see if he's doing it. So, you got anything else, Mike?
Nope, that's it. Other than to say I love this net, but if I disappear from time to time, you'll know why. Is that okay?
Why? Because he's got a church thing to go to. All right, Mike, yep, no problem at all. Life gets in the way, we understand. All right, I'm going to make that last call. I need to get going, and I got to make a phone call afterwards, too, but I got to go somewhere else first. We appreciate all the check-ins we got tonight. We got 26 check-ins tonight. That's an awesome night. Much appreciated. Wouldn't be much of a net without all of you. So this concludes this session of LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club Net. I would like to thank all the amateur radio operators that checked into the net this evening. I will now return the repeater back to normal general amateur use. Feel free to keep on going. Don't have to stop because I stopped. This is Kirk, AC9HO, net control. We'll be clear at 9:04 Central Time, 73, and have a good evening, everybody.
W9GLP. How am I making it into the repeater right now? I'm trying to compare some equipment here.
Good and loud.
Okay, this is on horizontal. Stand by. Okay, this is on vertical. Was there any difference?
Not really.
I think you sound better vertical.
The mic's a little bit hot.
No, that one's, sorry about the echo. That one's set up for sideband.
Don't turn it down too far.
I thought it was over-modulated vertical, sounded better horizontal.
Okay, now I'm on the other radio.
The audio on that radio is pretty low, but it's good.
Copy that. You heard about my little mishap, Tony?
I did not. Share.
We got some gusty wind here earlier today around lunchtime, and I heard this loud kaboom, went outside and looked at my tower laid over. The big tower laying on my roof.
Oh, no. The wind was wicked, and it was really odd. Yeah, we saw some things. I'm thinking, I've never seen wind blowing in that direction, and it was wicked today, but I'm surprised that it was that much, because you've sustained 70 mile an hour winds before, but maybe this was a different direction.
Well, it's power fell south, and I thought it just laid over. Okay, I'm trying to think in my mind how to fix it. And she was making dinner, and the next thing I know, she's looking up at the ceiling. I followed her eyes up, and I got an antenna sticking through the kitchen ceiling.
So, which radio are you on right now?
Okay, this radio is the 2730, dual band.
Okay, because boy, it sounds like you're a long ways from the microphone.
I got it, a little hoarse. I've got it right up to my mouth.
Well, what it is, it's just narrow.
I can go back on the 9700.
The audio quality was similar, but I think the 9700 was lighter.
Okay, all eyes. Oh, okay, the echo's gone. That was the other radio in the background. Okay, I'm on vertical right now.
That's a lot better. A little bit on the loud side, but it's good. I haven't been down in your neck of the woods lately, but hopefully you'll be able to recover from that mess.
Yeah, well, I'm looking at my SWR. Yeah, okay, I'm on horizontal now.
Yeah, we're probably not going to hear any difference. Your signal's full quieting in the machine, so it won't matter whether it's horizontal or vertical.
Copy that. Yeah, I'm kind of calling Hardhead Roofing and tomorrow, have them come out, and I thought I hadn't told them the weather broke a little bit, but I guess now I got it. Have to pick up the antenna and get it out of the roof, out of the drywall, and put a patch, some kind of temporary patch up there, I guess.
Oh, so did it damage the roof?
One of the mounts for the top antenna is literally sticking out of the ceiling in the kitchen.
Oh, boy.
I can hook to them, but I have a low line loss.
Oh, boy, sorry to hear about all that mess. But listen, we'll be. I'm picking somebody up. I'll be back. Hey, UGB.
Copy that. W9GLP.
KAUGB, is that okay?
Okay, Mike, I'm back.
Hey, Rich, are you still out of repeaters? Yeah, sorry, Tony. BJP, are you around anywhere? Can you give me a TX? Okay, nothing heard from DJP. Go ahead, Tony. Sorry. Thank you.
Yeah, Tony, I was wondering, are you mobile right now?
I am.
Okay. I don't know if you do any good on 14652 or not.
I'm on the west side of Michigan City. I doubt very much that you hear me.
Okay. I'd like to have a conversation with you one of these days.
All righty, then. Yeah, if I was home, we could probably talk, I think. I don't know if you and I ever talked Simplex before.
I don't think we have.
Well, we'll have to try it out. I'll be back in a while. If you're still up, then maybe we'll try it. But if not, we'll try it another time.
Well, I'll be up for a while.
Mike, I can get you on 5QFS, W9GRJ.
Okay, I appreciate it, man. I need to pick Tony's brain about something.
Okay, A's, 39DLB. I've got my beam aim toward a port, and I'm on 5-3 simplex on the other radio.
Well, I appreciate it, man. No, I need to talk to Tony. I got a question I need to ask him. I didn't know if I should go on to it on a repeater or not. It's probably something I should meet with him over a cup of coffee, actually.
You're on 5-2. Go ahead and put a call out. I'll let you know if I can even hear you over here.
And then, okay.
I said, give me a longer transmission. I was going to try to get the, but I didn't hear you that last time. I was going to try to get the beam on you a little bit better.
KA8UGB mobile in the pines.